It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King.
I apologize, that's the wrong song. There we go.
It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, in your day, the refreshing way, the refreshing way, the refreshing way, the refreshing way.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It's the Worship and Wellness Broadcast. This is Pastor Shalom Flemons, and we're glad to be with you. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord, and this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. That's Psalms 122:1 and Psalms 118:24, respectively. God bless you. It's time for us to have our opening prayer by my wife. And I believe she's muted. I believe she's muted. I don't think she can be heard. There we go.
Father, we thank you for this time to come together to have worship. We thank you for your loving protection throughout the night. And now, as your word is open, we ask for your spirit to come and teach us this morning. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit, and help us to grow in grace and wisdom. For this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time, oh Christian, it's about time, it's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about
is
Our topic is patience. Patience. Let's pray. Dear Father, we think of the scripture in Revelation chapter 14. It says, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to have the patience that Jesus had, and we ask that you would bless us as we study and to see that this patience was not just on the cross, but he grew in grace, and even in childhood, he manifested patience. Bless us, Lord, that we will have the same spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark 10:38, it says, are you able to drink the cup that I drink? And I'm reading from Homeward Bound for today's date, February 14th. Of the bitterness that falls the lot of humanity, there was no part of which Christ did not taste. There were those who tried to cast contempt upon him because of his birth. And even in his childhood, he had to meet their scornful looks and evil whisperings. If he had responded by an impatient word or look, if he had conceded to his brothers by even one wrong act, he would have failed of being a perfect example. Thus, he would have failed of carrying out the plan for our redemption. Had he even admitted that there could be an excuse for sin, Satan would have triumphed and the world would have been lost. This is why the tempter worked to make his life as trying as possible, that he might be led to sin. But every temptation had one answer. It is written. He rarely rebuked any wrongdoing of his brothers, but he had a word from God to speak to them. Often, he was accused of cowardice for refusing to unite with them in some forbidden act. But his answer was, it is written, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. There were some who sought his society, feeling at peace in his presence, but many avoided him because they were rebuked by his stainless life. Often he was asked, why are you bent on being so singular, so different from us? It is written, he said, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his commandments and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. When questioned why he did not join in the frolics of the youth of Nazareth, he said, it is written, I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Jesus did not contend for his rights. Often his work was made unnecessarily severe because he was willing and uncomplaining. Yet he did not fail nor become discouraged. He lived above these difficulties as if in the light of God's countenance. He did not retaliate when roughly used, but bore insult patiently. This Homeward Bound reading comes from Desire of Ages, page 88 and page 89. Friends, we need patience. We need patience with others. We should ask the Lord for it. He will grant it. Anytime you ask God for something that will improve your character, the answer is always a yes. When you have some character defect you want to overcome, God never says wait. It's always yes. The question is, do we avail ourselves of his spirit, of his presence? Do we spend enough time with him in the word and quoting scripture and memorizing scripture and just dwelling on Christ? Friends, we need to be, if we are struggling with things, that means we need to be more with Jesus. That's what that means. And we sometimes fill our day with other things. You know, now with technology, we could be listening to the word while we walk and work and drive and play. We can be dwelling on the Bible and the spirit of prophecy during those times. So you can have patience, friends. And Jesus had it, and he did not possess anything that we cannot attain by the grace of God. So we just encourage you to be faithful and to be patient today. May God bless you. Father, be with us as we end the worship and go now into the wellness segment of this broadcast. We pray for your spirit at this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, it's time now to transition, and we do so with the torso song. It will play as we take a moment to reflect on what we learned.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon. Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered, and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, the battle of the bulge will be on our door, we will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain, your addiction can stop. Smoking and drinking will give you a stroke. We will light up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how. You can get married twice by renewing your vow.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to earth. Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
We're talking about how to overcome arthritis today. You know, as we get older, I'll be 55 in a few days. I thought about 55 years ago. I said, man, those people are old as the speed limit. I don't have too many 55 speed limits left, but, you know, that used to be the top speed limit. And, you know, you can start feeling some aches and pains and some stiffness and things of this nature. And as we get even older, and it doesn't even have to start at that age, many people have even osteoarthritis, which is what we call old age arthritis, in their 40s. So my brothers and sisters, I want you to know it's because we haven't obeyed God. A lot of it is because we eat the flesh of dead animals, and we eat eggs, milk, cheese, lots of foods full of acid. And that acid causes the bloodstream to be acidic. And even if you're vegan, if you don't eat, well, we say plant-based, vegan is a culture. They don't wear leather belts, won't wear any leather shoes. And so, that being, they don't eat honey. So I'm not vegan, technically. We're just plant-based, based on the Bible. When you don't eat the Bible way, my friends, then your body is full of acid. And even on a vegetarian diet, you know, my brother-in-law, you know, all these veggie meats and stuff, I'm not saying they're all bad. A lot of the popular ones I grew up on are bad. But he called them fake steak and phony bologna. You know, you can eat eggless donuts. And I used to do that when I first became plant-based and wondered why I was, as a teenager, why I was so sluggish. Just because it's vegan. I heard one person say beer is vegan, you know. So the point is that we need to eat lots of fruits and vegetables. So even as a vegetarian, you just eat nothing but beans and rice, no vegetables, no fruits. You're going to have an acidic bloodstream. When your bloodstream is too acidic, that will take you out. God has protective mechanisms in place, and one of those protective mechanisms is to pull calcium out of your bones so that your blood can be alkaline, because calcium is alkaline, and the largest storage reservoir of calcium is your bones. So it will pull the calcium out of the bones in order to make the blood more alkaline, and that actually leaves the bones weaker. But some of that calcium, as it's leaving the bones, will get caught up in those capsules called joints. And as it does, it's like putting sand in the gears. And as the gears are rolling and you put some sand in there, it starts rubbing and it starts irritating. It starts breaking down cartilage. And that's the cause of osteoarthritis. It's acid in the diet. And so I want to recommend that we follow the live free lifestyle, live free lifestyle, friends. And at some point, what I'll do is maybe we'll post on our website all the principles of the live free lifestyle, so that people can just go to one place, you know, and get them. But basically, live is love God, and we would, on the website, maybe we'll put the rules there, what to do, how to do it, you know. Study your Bible, pray, and seek God's face, surrender to his will. The I in live free is include temperance. That means we stop drinking, we stop smoking, we stop overworking, okay? We stop doing anything in excess, even good things. The V is vital water. You've got to drink water, half your body weight in ounces. So I weigh 140 pounds roughly. I need to drink 70 ounces of water, okay, a day in between meals, not with the meal. If I have to perspire a lot, out in the sun, sweating a lot, you increase it because you lose more water. You have to talk a lot, preaching, teaching, yelling at kids. You might have to increase it, okay? And hopefully we're not yelling in an angry voice. I'm just saying if your job is out there as a teacher and they're out in the thing and you have to supervise a bunch of children outside and you have to raise your voice to deal with them. I kind of sweetened that up, didn't I, Sister Angela? Sister Angela's a teacher. So, you know, it's important, friends. Hopefully we're not, you know, yelling at folks because we're mad at them. That's the point. The E in live free is eat healthy. We already talked about that. Okay. Lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, two separate meals. We don't eat our fruits with our vegetables, our traditional fruits with our traditional vegetables. I don't go with the botanist, what the botanists say. They might, call a lemon and an avocado a fruit, but because it's not a sweet fruit, it can be used in the vegetable kingdom as well, with vegetables, in other words. The F in free is fresh air. The R in free is rest. The E in the first E in free is exercise. And the last E is enjoy sunlight. Follow those principles. Also, in your comments, I put a link to the Arthrite X herbal extract, and I realize I spelled it wrong. It's Arthrite X, so I'm going to do it again. So you would go to torso.org/product/ARTHRITEX, and then there's a dash herbal dash extract. Okay, and if you don't find that, just go to the search. If you type search and type arthritis in the search box, you'll be able to find it. Also, I do recommend that you look into, we have an anti-inflammation herbal, anti-inflammation tonic. It's a powder Those two will help remove inflammation as you're on your journey of wellness, okay? Not hard to take. One, you just take a tablespoon and put it in a little water or juice, drink it up, shake it up, and then, you know, you take it down, the herbal extract, put it in your purse, put it in your pocket. You can squirt it directly in your mouth, but we recommend that you put it in a little bit of water, a couple ounces of water, and drink it down. It's a liquid. And so, friends, that's what we do to help people with arthritis. Now, if you really want to help yourself in a big way, go on a fast. We recommend, if you can, get yourself one of those Nama J2 juicers because it's just the easiest juicer to use in these last days. You know, it's just like no other that I'm aware of. And you just put your vegetables in there and turn it on. You can even walk away for a while. And it's just while it's doing its thing. So it just makes juicing so much easier. The Nama J2, N-A-M-A J2, like mama, but Nama with an N, Nama J2. Check it out, that will be a blessing to you if you do that. All right, then. So God is good, and we want to encourage you, my friends, to continue to get better. Your joints, even as you get older, don't have to deteriorate. You can even improve the ones you still have and do more that you didn't think you could do. All right? God is good. We're turning now to our sharing and caring time, and we start with a roll call. And that is, I know that we had on Facebook that Alabama represented. We have South Carolina represented. I think a good friend of mine from way back when, or a friend of mine from way back when, I think that's who that is. I don't know where she's from, but I knew her from St. Louis, Missouri. That's Facebook. Now, on the call, and please feel free if you're on, just type where you know who you are. Just type what state you're from. All right, we have on the call, we have Alabama, we have Maryland, we have Delaware, we have New Jersey, we have Ohio, we have Oklahoma via Indiana at this present time, we have Ohio again, we have Georgia, and we have Ohio again. Remember, friends, if you can't get on and tell other people about that, all they have to do is just send a text to 720-820-1429 with the words, call me, in the text. Call me in the text, and that should get you in. You will get a phone call back from a different number almost right away. They say within 2 minutes. Ours, when we tried it, it was right away, and that was a true blessing. All right, so what I'm going to do as far as the phone lines go, they're open. You can press *6. Sister Angela, when I made that comment about having to deal with the children, she responded, it's like that sometimes, and with the laughing symbol. And then we also have a caller, and I believe a text message came in that I'm assuming is a question. Okay, got it. So our dear sister said, I got the Nama last week. Do we have any recipes? Yes, we do. Just send me a text and say, please send recipes, and I won't open the text, and that'll be my reminder. If you would respond to that, if you would, I appreciate that. And it's time now to go to the phone lines. We've got our dear Sister Kevin on the call, and we'll take her call at this time. Good morning, Sister Kevin.
Good morning to you and everyone else. I have a quick question. What is the purpose of black pepper being used with turmeric? I don't use black pepper, but they said the effect, it increases the effectiveness of the absorption of it. Is there something else that can be taken with it? I've been just taking it by itself.
I don't have a study that I can point you to, but I couldn't imagine why cayenne wouldn't work. It generally increases the effectiveness of herbs and is a safer alternative you know, we that's the only pepper we use anyway is cayenne because it has some medicinal property. And I do know, like I said, it increases the effectiveness of herbs. That's just a quality of cayenne. So I'm thinking that maybe they chose black pepper. Maybe it has a similar effect, and that maybe it's just more readily accessible than cayenne. That's just these are assumptions, but that's what I would use. Cayenne.
Okay, because I use cayenne, but I've never used the two. I've been just doing the turmeric by itself. Okay, all right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. God bless you. Oh, Sister Cavan, when are you leaving?
I fly out tomorrow morning, 7:30.
Okay. Well, you do know that you can try freeconferencecall.com/wall/TORWM. We won't know that you're on, I don't think, if you use that method. But it just seems like back in the early days, there were people from Bermuda. I don't know if they were on Facebook.
I did do it when I was there in 2017 for 3 months. So, yes, just getting acclimated again once I get there. Yeah, I'll try to be
on. Do you remember if you were able to participate? Did we see you online? I'm trying to remember that.
I can't remember. I think I either text or I don't remember, but we'll work it out. We'll see, but I'll let
we'll
you know.
Yeah, we'll work it out. You know what? Here, one more option I want you to consider. They have an app. There's a free conference call app, and if you are online, like if you have internet access, and then you get that app, and you communicate through that app or get on through the app, I believe that, like, my mom has the app on her iPad, okay? I believe that you can do it that way. So I just want to mention that. And we will be praying for you for safe travel.
Send me the information about the app or the name, and I can download it or whatever. Yeah.
Sure,
okay,
sure. Do that. Okay, God bless you.
So I will be,
okay, we're going
I will
now
be on
to,
tomorrow. But, okay.
Oh, you will be on tomorrow?
I'll be in the air tomorrow.
In the air
probably.
Tomorrow. Okay, we'll be praying for you.
Yeah, I'll be in the air. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. All right. We've got, I'm thinking this is Sister Angela on the line. Good morning. I'm not sure. Hello.
Good morning. Blessings, Pastor. This is Sister Angela.
Yeah. How you doing?
I'm good. Thank you. Blessings to everyone on the line. But I tried the call me thing because I had been having trouble from time to time getting on. That's why I started using Facebook. It's just so much easier to get on Facebook. But it works, and it calls you back really quickly. But I have a question. Do you know anything about the Kuvings juicer?
How do you spell it?
Kuvings. They compare it to the Nama juicer, so I was wondering if you knew anything about the Kuvings.
I do not, and I will tell you, we don't get any blessing from the Nama. They don't do anything for the ministry, so somebody might have to get a Kuvings and let us know. But now I'm looking at the price. It doesn't look like it's cheaper.
No, it's not. That's why I was wondering if you knew anything about it, because they compare, because when I had looked up the Nama, you know, they compare it to the Kuvings, and I was like, I wonder if it's just as good.
Yeah, good point. The Nama is about $550. Now, that's a lot of money, but you know, when you understand that most of the real good cold pressed juices were in that range, and then you also understand before those came out, everybody just got the Norwalk, which has now been taken over by Pure, P-U-R, and that was a $2,500 juicer. So, you know, $550 sounds pretty good when we were using a $2,500 juicer in order to get good quality juice. So, I have never heard of the Kuvings, but, you know, if it's compared to the Nama and operates that way, definitely I'll have to look up a, you know, a video or something on it, you know, look it up and see. But yes, that's good.
Sister Angela?
Yes.
I have looked it up. I think it's a very good juicer. There's a variation of them, and so they come in different prices. It has the same type of technology that the Nama juicer has, but it does come with a little bit more of the attachments, and they have a very interesting cleaning tool that comes with it that I think is great. So when you look at that comparison video, which I have viewed, you'll see the difference between the two. But as far as what they both do the same. It's a cold press masticating juicer, so you're going to be able to still get the same benefit. Their juicer is a different way. When you're putting in your vegetables, you have to put them in one at a time. As with the Nama juicer, the hopper is bigger, and it allows you to put in a variety of your ingredients, and you can just feel that. So the Nama, to me, still is better when it comes to the amount that you're trying to do and what you're trying to get accomplished in a matter, you know, in a period of time. So it is up to the individual. It's a very good comparison. You do get to learn both important mechanisms about each of the juicers, but I can tell you that I still probably would prefer the Nama just because, again, you could add more vegetables, more of your ingredients into the hopper than you can with the other one. But it's a great one. It comes in different, again, you can have different sizes, it's different prices. So it's a good comparison for someone who really just need to kind of shop out what's going to be the best juicer for their use.
Got it. Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for bringing that up.
All right. God bless.
All right. And we also have our third testimony that called me works. Amen. All right, friends. God is good. Let me go check and see if there are any others. Yes. Let me see. No, there aren't any others. Oh, there's Sister Odessa. Okay, we're going to go to Sister Odessa at this time. Good morning, Sister Odessa. God bless you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Truly a blessing to get up every morning and listen to the broadcast. This morning when I was calling in, you know, the 728-20-1429 number, it kept being busy, but I kept ending up and redialing. And then it came in. So I think I did it about four times because it kept letting me know that the line was busy. And so I'm like, okay, let me keep trying. Let me keep trying. But I had forgot, you know, that you had said text the word call in. So I said, well, I'm going to try to get on. And I started praying, Lord, let me get through this morning. So it came in. So that's what I was did yesterday and today. I'm trying to get through.
Right, and just make sure it's call me, not call in.
Okay, call me. Thank you so much.
I really would like you to try it. Maybe even before you even have a problem, just if you're able to do it tomorrow, just type, just instead of calling first, just send the text first to the same number. Same number, you should just be able to go in your phone and send a text to it, and in the text box just say call me, and let us know tomorrow what happened.
Thank you.
All right, God bless you, sir. God bless you.
Thank you.
All right, and to the sister who I asked to send, I've already sent the things to you, but do check your junk folder sometimes when you send PDFs. The PDFs will go to the junk folder for some reason. I don't know why. So you will definitely want to check your junk mail, but it has been sent to you. All right, friends, God is good. Thank you all for joining us today for worship and wellness. We're going to go ahead and close out. I'll turn it over to my wife, Undream Dove, at this time.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of worship and fellowship. And now, Lord, we ask that you continue to be with each of us by allowing your Holy Spirit to lead, guide, direct, and instruct our lives. And as we do service unto you today, may we stop and pause throughout this day, thanking you for being with us and for guiding us, helping us, Lord, and giving us the strength and encouragement that we need. We ask that every day, every minute, every second can be dedicated to you, and that our thoughts can be of heavenly things. Help us in our walk with you to be faithful, and help us to do all we can to surrender all to you and to be in absolute obedience. We pray, Lord, for those around the world that are going through terrible times. We know that the earthquake came and took many, many lives. And we pray for those individuals, Lord, those that were affected by that terrible earthquake. And we just ask that you would be with those families, be with those that have even lost loved ones. We know tens of thousands of people lost their lives. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with those that are still having to deal with the effects of the war. And we just pray for those families. We ask, Lord, that you would help us as we try to be of service to others. Help us in any way that we can be of service to those that are in such great need. We don't think about having support internationally, but, Lord, we need to be able to support people in other areas that are truly suffering and are in dire need of things. Help us to remember that. And we do pray that you will help us all to do what we can to hasten your return. We know that things are going to continue to get worse and worse. And this is just part of your plan, Lord, as you get ready for your return. May we be ready to be redeemed. For we pray these things in Jesus' holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive 100-fold. Now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you.
Our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.